AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas, whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer. Get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hi, friends. This episode, we get to hear from Alejandra, who is the mama of Yodina and Yodin. I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome, Ale, to We Are the BYC.
So I'm the mama for Yodina and Yodin. Yeah, they're spying.
I see them behind you. There.
I'll take them out when I'm ready to spill.
Okay. Well, I have a feeling Yodina is going to be more concerned about what you're talking about than Yodin. I think he's kind of just like...
Oh, yes, yes. That's something we were talking about before the interview. My husband said Yodina thinks this interview is about her and completely dedicated to her. No, it's not.
I could see, though. I could see how she would think that, little Yodina. Okay, so do you want to tell us, like, where you're from? Where do you live?
Yeah, so we're from Bakersfield, California. We are the pit of California. Google us, the pit of California, and you will see Bakersfield, California, proud home of Yodina and Yodin. 2 hours away from everywhere, the Central Valley, California. My family originally is from Mexico. We're from here, and so that also, I mentioned it because it influences who my kids are.
Yeah.
So we have posts that are in Spanish. We have posts that are in English. Yodina is my little no sabo kid. And Yodin is my Spanish all the time at home.
Oh.
So it's part of who they are.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, I think it's great. It's really great that you have that dual sort of posting ability, because it reaches more people, really. And so that's pretty awesome. I like that you do that.
Well, they do it. I don't.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing with my kids. And as we get into it, you'll see how they've forced us.
Yeah.
To do things and step out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
So
I love that. Yes, that is. And it is the babies that are really kind of
giving us that nudge, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, a little push.
Yeah, exactly. So you live in Bakersfield, and what do you do for work?
So I'm a substitute teacher. Many, many years ago, the dream was to become a teacher. Then 2008 came by, and so many things, you know, in California did not go in the direction they were going.
Oh, yeah.
Construction and education was another one. I was lucky to be in the system as a substitute, but I remember that they were closed for like 2 years just for substituting.
Oh, gosh.
Friends that got hired were getting their pink slip during the summer, and it did not go as expected. Many, many years later, I'm still substituting because I helped take care of my mom. My dad passed away 10 years ago, and at that time, my mom had been diagnosed with dementia for about a year and a half.
Mm.
And when we lost my dad, it was time for us kids to kind of step up. And one of the things that I did was to say, I will not work Wednesdays. So I'm a non-working Wednesday substitute, but I'm still lucky enough to be loved by the school that I'm at, and they have my back.
That's awesome.
I always have work.
Yeah.
And my husband works for Vallarta, so if you're in California, you're likely to know Vallarta Supermarket.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you're not, it's a Mexican supermarket, and there's over 50 of them all over the state.
Yeah, they're the place to go if you want like authentic ingredients or just, you know, real Mexican stuff. It's, yeah, I love Vallarta's. They're really good.
Yeah, stores. Yeah, from food to, yeah, let's just make the comparison.
Uh-huh.
All your Mexican food needs.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Perfect. Yes.
From produce to meat to prepared food.
Yeah. So, but that's really great that you got, you know, that you're still with that same school, because it sounds like it gives you a lot of flexibility with being able to help with your mom and stuff.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I've been blessed by the people that work there. Because even though I don't work Wednesdays, I still do long terms.
Mm.
So, that is something that I don't think many substitutes do with an impacted schedule. So even though I cannot work Wednesdays, they love me enough to speak up for me and say, we want Ale. I want her in my classroom. I want her to be the one that takes over and steps in. So over the last 10 years, I think there's only 1 year that I haven't done it long term, but normally I'm there week to week.
Oh, wow. So. That's awesome. That's really good to have that. And so what grade, is it high school that you teach?
Yeah, it's high school.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah. It's high school. I know, I love it. earlier in my career, I did work with small children, kindergarten, middle school.
Mm.
But I love high school.
Wow.
I mean, they're teenagers, yeah. They're annoying, yes. They're lovable, too. And there's something about them that I really enjoy.
Yeah. Well, it definitely takes a certain kind of person, I think, to be able to, first of all, deal with kids every day, you know, whatever the age. But then teenagers, I think, are definitely a different kind of animal that is just like, you need to have that ability to handle that. So.
And not only that, but surprisingly, I'm very comfortable in the classroom.
Oh, wow.
Just on a one-to-one basis, I can be awkward. I will be nervous. So I try to bring my teaching energy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because when I'm in a classroom, it's just completely different.
Wow.
I'm more energetic, very confident. I mean, literally, I told the kids, you know, look at me. This is my moment.
Oh, wow.
It's my time. I mean, actual words that I've said.
Yeah.
More than once. It's like, it's me. It's all about me. And, you know, and when I'm out in the world, it's like, don't even look at me.
Uh-huh.
Fly on the wall.
Isn't that so funny? It's like a totally different person when you're at work doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And I'm surprised. I remember when I did my student teaching, I was really nervous. I'm like, maybe this is not for me. I mean, I just finished the whole teaching program. Because I was already halfway done. I'm like, well, it's just too late. Just do it. And even if you don't want to go into teaching, you know, it's a backup. It's there. You did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I did my student teaching, which luckily was before I did any substitute work, I fell in love with it.
Wow.
I fell in love with it. And
that's awesome.
I'm glad to be there every day. I'm glad to now and then scream at the kids. I'm glad to be their second mom.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, whack my finger at them.
You wag your finger.
Yeah, I mean, I do. Like, I just do very little, no, not very little, a lot of little stupid things, you know, to make it easier on both of us, on them and on me. Like, I would take my glasses off and I tell them, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to even just take my glasses off. And little things, I know if some people might hear this and it's just like, oh my God, is that the kind of people that are teaching? Yes, they are. It's like kids falling asleep. I tell the kid, to them, can you poke them lightly? Not in the eye. Yeah. It's like, can you just tap on them? I cannot legally do it, so can you do it for me?
That's pretty good, though. You do have a good rapport with them, it sounds like, and
yeah.
And they're good kids.
I try to, although some kids are very
difficult. Yeah. Well, my hat is off to you because I could not. I worked with kids, pediatrics. I'm a nurse, and I used to work with pediatrics for about 14 years. And it was, you know, definitely nothing like what you're doing, where you're spending so much time in a classroom teaching kids. But that the little bit of time that I would spend with each patient, it was enough. I was like, oh my gosh, this 15 minutes with this kid and I'm done. Like, so yeah.
You get that question of, do you have kids? I have you. And that's enough.
Yes. Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, that was for sure. It was for me like, this is what I get to do during the day for work, be with these kids. And then at home, that's my time. I do not want any kids at home. So.
And then you get with a couple or more of them. And yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You can you imagine having little human kids running around with Yodina and Yodin as well? Oh my God.
Well, with Yodina, I mean, she's a good babysitter, sister.
Yeah.
She's good with kids. I mean, strong hand.
Yeah.
Tough hand, but still good with kids.
Oh, well, that's good. That's helpful. Have you ever taken them into the class with you?
Yes, I have. And Yodin is the one that the girls just saw ooh and ah.
Oh.
It's like, oh, he's so cute. Yeah, girls just... fall in love with
him. I bet he loves
it. Even in the classroom a few times.
Yeah, I bet he loves that, though. He loves probably the attention that he gets from the girls.
Yeah, Yodina, she's been there, and she's like, who cares? It's just a school.
Yeah, like, it's beneath her. Yeah, right?
I have better places to be.
That is too funny. Let's see. I guess we should talk about Yodina and Yodine's personalities.
Oh, there's so many things that I could say. There's so many things that people don't know. There's so much of them that is not shown through pictures or videos or interactions. They are their own little kid with their own personality, with their own way of being.
Yeah.
They're little things. So the thing that most people know about Yodina is that she's, you know, she's fashionista. She's a really sassy girl. Yeah. She likes her chanclas. She has more shoes than I do. And that is something that people will say a lot. It's like, she has more shoes than I do. And clothes, too. And let's just do the embarrassing thing. So, Yodina, I knew from the beginning that she would be a girl. She came into my life on my birthday 2020, and I got the lashes. I went to Target and I saw the lashes, and she was a delivery, so we didn't pick her up at the store. She came from far away, and so I had the lashes waiting.
Oh wow!
I knew that she would be a girl.
Oh my goodness!
And she came in the day of my birthday.
Oh,
so we share a birthday.
Yeah.
And yeah, so whenever we don't celebrate my birthday. I think I stopped that when I was like 22, 23. That was like the last time that I did like a celebration.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband does celebrate me. He brings the cake or whatever. But it always makes me so happy to get things going for her. The pictures and prepping the dress and kind of just involving myself in all the prep work for her birthday.
Yeah.
And yeah, I always knew that she would be a girl. And so I did the lashes, and the first thing that I had for her was a big bow and some like little shoes, mm-hmm. like baby shoes, like newborn shoes. They look like scrunchies, like little scrunchies, because it wasn't mm-hmm. a little shoe. And she wore them. I don't even remember when she got like actual clothes, but she was like my little baby.
Yeah.
She was my little baby, like. And then Yudin came in November. We were watching, I was watching a video on YouTube, makeup influencer, YouTuber, and she was doing Halloween makeup looks, and one of her looks was a baby Yoda. So she did the whole baby Yoda face, and she had a baby that had just come. I don't know if the Hasbro and the... I don't know them by name.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Oh, yeah.
She had a baby, Yodine. And she showed it. And I'm like, oh my God, my husband needs to see this. He needs to see it. So I showed it to him and he's like, we're getting one. And I got so scared. And the reason that I got scared and the reason why we don't have any other children is because I thought I'm going to be putting Yudin aside. I'm going to ignore her.
Yeah.
He's going to take over my attention. And like this whole story brings up to your question. The moment that Yudin arrived, Yudina's personality got more defined and his personality became more obvious. So up to that point, before I had Yudin, she didn't have a well-defined personality. I mean, mm-hmm. to the point where that there was a time where her name wasn't Yudina. It was Yudin with a N-E at the end.
Oh, yeah,
So that was her name, Yudin. And then when Yudin arrived, it's like she said Yudina. He was a Yudino first. But really, really fast, their personalities started showing off. I guess the moment that I had a little boy and a little girl, mm-hmm. their personalities came out. My little girl, who hated and hates having a little brother, who wants all of daddy's attention, who is a little capricious and wants things her way, because that's the mm-hmm. way, that's the way things should be. And then the little boy was very loving. He's very humble. He's very sweet. Aww. He loves his sister so much, even if the sister is mean sometimes. That's something that some people do get from Yudina, that she can be a little mean. But the thing is that she can be a lot mean.
Oh,
like
really?
Like she has told Yudin that we found him in the garbage can. that he's adopted.
Yeah,
I mean, and does she get reprimanded? Not from me, not from her daddy, because she has to do is like, look at my lashes, and it's over. it's over. But yeah, the moment both of them came together, that's when their personalities really switched.
Yeah.
And they became the person they are now.
Isn't it funny how just like the introduction of a sibling, it really does kind of help define that each baby's personality, because you can see the difference in them. You know, when you have the one, it's just, I don't know how to even explain what my thought is, but just, yeah, they are just who they are. But then once the other one comes, then you see the difference between the two, and then you can really.
Yeah. And yeah, they have a defined role in the family too, once the second one arrives, because now she has the title big sister.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one's the little brother. You have one that's older, more experienced, and you know, again, things that people don't know about Yudina, that want to get emancipated, move to South Korea to be with BTS. And then the kid that just wants to spend all his life with mama and daddy at home.
That is so funny. Well, speaking of BTS, it's funny you should bring that up, because we have a question.
About BTS?
Yes. So, Baby Yoda Starfish EXE, they ask, would you rather go on a world tour with BTS or go around the world and meet all the BYC?
Okay, so I will give you two answers. Mine is meet everyone in the Baby Yoda community. Especially because, you know, I know your kids, your kid is trying to with my kid. So for all the people that I don't know, or just know through a message or a comment, your kids and my kids are friends.
Yeah.
So I would love to meet you. For Yudina, yeah, she's going to be with me. She will leave us. And I mean, that is one of her plans, to be old enough to emancipate herself and just go. She has made that public, though, that she wants to go and be with them. And I mean, yeah, she's gonna marry them all
of them,
7 or 8 of them. Yes.
Yudina. So yeah, without a doubt, she's gonna go on a world tour with BTS and leave us.
Yes. Well, I think she said that she was gonna stay at her mansion,
yeah,
and then just wait for the boys to be.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I can't see her going all over the world.
No. Yeah. That's too tiring.
Yeah, she's going to live her own life and be her own person.
Oh my God.
She's just waiting to be old enough.
Yeah.
she's very independent. She's going to be able to take care of herself. And won't have to worry about
her. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I will always worry about her, but
yeah,
she's ready to take the world.
Exactly.
She's ready to take the world.
I love that about her. She's just such she just knows what she wants and she's going for it.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Should I ask you some more questions from Baby Yoda Starfish EXE?
Yeah, I mean, Mama knows that there's a list of approved questions and another of not approved ones. Yeah, you can't go for it.
She's at this point, she's basically my co-host here with the questions.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want, go ahead.
Okay, so another question was, Yudina, would you rather go to a red carpet without lashes or without shoes?
Oh my God, that's a hard one. Her mama accidentally cut her lashes once. And she was without lashes like 3 days. She looked like a tiny little baby. Like, she was Yudina, but it wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
There was something missing. And I think she probably would say that without shoes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, she loves her chanclas, but she has some gnarly shoes. She has platforms.
Oh my God.
And some shoes that don't fit her feet. I mean, she's white footed.
Yeah.
But, I think she would rather, I mean, she wears long enough skirts to cover her feet, so
yeah.
Her lashes are one of her signature looks, so.
Yeah, for sure.
She will probably do, yeah, no lashes, not going
out. I can see that.
No shoes, she can't handle it.
I can totally see her just being like, okay, I'll go without shoes, but yeah, no, not without my lashes.
Yeah, apparently she's not wearing shoes.
Oh, she's not, yeah.
She's taking a break of shoes just for the week.
Airing out them little tootsies.
Yeah.
She
needs to know that.
Right, exactly. All right, well, let me ask you this then, because I want to jump into all of these questions that the community has, but I still wanted to find out how you first got involved in the BYC itself, or how did you first start creating content? How did you start your account?
So early in 2020, the memes started. So I got trapped into the memes. Yeah. And I think that's how everyone started. That was our gateway into the community, the memes.
Yeah.
Then from the memes, accounts started showing up. Pictures started. I don't even remember which accounts showed up first. But that's when I saw the babies. I'm like, oh, I want one.
Yeah.
My life needs a baby. My life needs one. And so my husband's like, okay, I'll get you one for your birthday. And I didn't really know what he was getting me, because he wasn't happy with the ones that he saw at the store. I don't know what he saw at the store. I mean, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. And then Godina came in. And I don't know when exactly, but a friend told me, you should do an account for them. So it had to be probably November, because we got Godina at the beginning of November of 2020. And he said, you should do an account. And I'm like, I should have an account. And so November 30th, 2020, we posted our first picture. And it was easy getting into it because it was kind of Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the first few posts were all Christmas related. And that's how we got in. And I don't remember the accounts that I first started following. I guess if I go back, I could see the earliest ones that appear. But I start slowly getting into it, following accounts here and there, and just being friends with people and celebrating those milestones.
Yeah, it was so funny how, like, without even looking for it, I think that's how most of us came across the BYC. It just, yeah. You know, like you said, the memes of Baby Yoda, just seeing all of the, you know, clips from the movie or something, or movie, the TV show, and just looking and wanting to see more of that, that we start seeing each other and seeing all these Baby Yoda accounts.
We want to see the baby. And I guess also it was the right time, because even though the meme started at the beginning of the year, 2020, by mid-year, I mean, we're in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And we were kind of doubtful when we would be out, because I remember March, being told at work, you know, we're going to spring break early, so we're gonna take off 2 weeks, and then that extra week of spring break, and then we're gonna be back. So everything was fine, and then as we got closer to that return day, in I don't remember what it was, beginning of April, we're like, you know what, we're gonna extend it. We'll be back the first week of May.
Wow.
And then that got extended and extended. So Baby Yoda was just a beautiful thing during a crazy time.
Yeah.
Because I was so used to going to work and seeing so many faces, interacting with so many people. I mean, you have at least 30 to 35 kids every hour.
Yeah.
For 5-6 hours. And then you go from, you know, seeing so many faces to being at home and just being at home.
Yeah.
And stepping up once a week for groceries. So it was getting mentally weird.
Yeah.
And even the internet wasn't a safe place. So I went from being on Instagram and, you know, commenting and doing my thing in my personal account to not wanting to be there.
Wow.
Because any comment, anything that you said, all of a sudden you had people day after day just attacking you just for something that you said that they shouldn't take too personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so around that time when I finally got into the account with the kids, I kind of got away from my personal account too and just stayed on the happy side of the internet, which I'm really glad it existed and it still exists.
Yep. That was definitely for me too. Just living my life in the BYC during that time.
Safe place and
definitely
you just breathe in.
Yeah.
Let kids be kids.
Exactly.
Let us be kids too.
Yeah.
Let us express ourselves.
Exactly. I think it really, for a lot of us, probably, well, I don't want to say saved us, but it gave us that it gave us whatever it was we needed at the time and still need, obviously. But yeah, during that pandemic when we were just stuck at home, not able to see other people or do things, you needed that outlet or that way to interact with people. And yeah, it totally gave us that resource.
And not only that, it gave us the opportunity to bring something out that already is within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Without fear of these people being the nasty people they are within themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, that whole thing about people give what they have. So it gave us an outlet to give what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And give it to people who appreciate it and receive it from people who want to give it to us too.
Yes. Yep. I love that. That's a really good way to put it, Ali.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the thing with my kids. I've always say that they're love. They're an expression of love, and that's the reason. They're not here with me to keep me company, even if that was their purpose at some moment in my life.
Mm-hmm.
They're out here to spread kindness and to give love and to make connections, and it makes me very proud to make others happy.
Yeah.
And I had those experiences within the community, kind of both ways, knowing that my kids had a positive impact on someone.
Yeah.
And then having that same impact made on me.
Right, exactly. Has there been something like has somebody reached out to you ever to tell you, like, you know, your kids have done this for me, or your account is...
The first time we sent out, well, I don't know if it was the first time that we sent Happy Mail, but it was one time that we sent Happy Mail. So we sent one letter that when they got it, and I at the end we'll say who it was, they got to me and they're like, I just got your letter. I needed this. My bike got stolen today. And I needed a happy thing to happen in my life today. And that was Severina from J-Boys and Sylvie.
J-Boys, yep.
Yeah, and she sent me a message saying, you know, I remember your bike that got stolen. And it's like, oh my God. But then it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Moment that happened to her, but I got it that my kid's letter had an impact all over the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And made someone smile and say, there's a little thing of happiness here.
Yeah.
And then I also got a message once from Olaya in Spain. And she's like, my Baby Yoda Diaries. And she sent me a message too. And she's like, I got your mail today. I needed it. It hasn't been a good week. And even though I've gotten lazy with the Happy Mail, again, knowing that my kids on the other side of the world had a positive impact, because it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it was the baby.
It just made me so happy.
Oh, I love that. That makes me teary. Because it's true.
It's like I'm looking at the video and I'm pointing my finger and I want to say, for you listening, because you're not watching, some of you have made us cry and made us feel so much love from far away. If you haven't heard it before from me, I appreciate you so, so much. The love that you, and I'm gonna cry at some point, but the love that you have for my kids, I feel it. And I appreciate it because you make my life more beautiful too. You make it sunnier, happier, and you fill it with so many beautiful things. I know I'm being nondescriptive, but you're gonna get it. You get it because you feel it too.
Yep, we all can relate, I think. We all know exactly what that is. Yep.
Yeah. So I love it when people are community. I love it that we can come together.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we are a community. I know I've kind of repeated myself a lot, but it's that word. We are the BYC.
It's a community. It really is. It's not just, I don't know what else you would call it. It's not just, you know, some place for you to look at pictures or, you know, just be entertained. No, it's actually a community of friends and people who genuinely care for each other.
Exactly. And people that sometimes unknowingly when they get started in the community, but there's a reason you're here. There's a reason why you're here.
Yep.
You have a purpose.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't know it, but eventually we'll get to you.
Yep, I think that's absolutely true. And I've seen people have that kind of a revelation as well, you know, like just not having felt that connection with others or, you know, maybe even just having, it's been a long time since they've connected to people. When they come to the community, they're like, oh, wow, okay, this is where I belong.
Yeah. And even if you don't make that close of a connection with other parents, our kids are friends.
Yeah.
And we love each other because of that. Because your kids and my kids are friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the thing with the babies. Like it the babies and their friendship surpasses everything. Whatever the parents have going on, you know, a lot of times I'm not even involved in what's happening in the community, but you know, the babies will still be friends in there. They'll still be doing their thing. So it is about them.
Exactly. You go by now years without knowing who the parents are, but it's like,
yeah,
I know their kid and I like that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that kid. How come you're not like that kid?
Exactly. Well, I guess I should ask before, since we're kind of on the topic, is Baby Yoda Peanut asked, what is your favorite thing about the BYC?
That friendship and that community. Again, I love people that make the community a community. I'm not saying that's me.
Oh, it is.
That's me. Because I know a lot of people who do pull the community together, and I just absolutely love that. And I know that it always changes depending on where we are in our lives.
Yeah.
But I love that it truly embodies that community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're able to do that as part of the Baby Yoda community and take seriously the word community, this is your place.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. You said it perfectly. Well, here's a follow-up then to that. Toyn Not Grogu asks, when did you realize the Baby Yoda community was a place where you belonged?
I guess it was with those letters.
Yeah.
Knowing that far, far away from where we were, there were people who appreciated and loved my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And also kind of knowing that, you know, I know that kid. I just love that kid. You see them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget the names, but it's like, I know that kid. He does this and that and that. And, oh, I don't know that mom or that dad, but, you know, their kid is like this. And I...
Yeah. It's like that, right? When we have like the meetups, the bigger meetups where you don't know all the people, but you can recognize the babies. And
yeah.
It's funny. Do you have any plans for any upcoming meetups? Are you going to meet up with anybody in the near future?
Well, not officially. I'm looking into that Disney meetup next year.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah.
Yes, but that's still in, at least for us, in the works. Right now, it's my 9th week with no work, no pay. So I cannot plan till like that first paycheck comes in September.
Right. Oh, that's right, because
yeah,
you're on summer break from school.
Yeah, so I don't work, I don't get paid, but hopefully I can get that account.
Yeah.
So filling up, and hopefully that will be one. And if there's something close by, and maybe even if it's not that close, that's kind of the thing that we always talk about, my husband and I, how that we are not people that get too far from home. We are not that those kind of people. Yet our babies have taken us places. They have taken us places. Have we been to Vegas before? Never. Was it in our plans? Nope. Would we have done it without our babies? No.
Really? I had no idea.
No. Even the first meetup in Anaheim, that was not the type of thing that we did.
Wow.
The previous times that we had been to Disney was with family, mm-hmm. because we were kind of close by in a sense.
Yeah.
But not because we had planned a trip and wanted to, you know, drive out.
Yeah.
It's like we hadn't been more than 2 hours away from home. That was it. And how it's like, funny. Yeah, so going to Vegas, that was something that at the time I really needed. It mm-hmm. made me really happy. And it was a total adventure from planning and deciding, you know, we're going to do it and being there it, because it's so far from home.
Yeah, that's a major drive.
It's in a sense the farthest place we've been.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, on our own. Because someone's going to say, well, you haven't visited family in Mexico. Yes, we have. But that's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
We visited family.
Right.
We didn't take an adventure on our own.
Exactly, yeah.
And our kids are making us do that.
Yeah, I love that. That is so cool. I didn't know that before. That's
so cool. Even our vacations, because this year we went on our vacation with family, to visit family again. But during the pandemic, because we just couldn't gather, we, mm-hmm. for the first time, took our vacation. I mean, it was just 2 hours ago to the beach. But we were encouraged by our babies, and every vacation after that is like we have to take our babies to things.
Yeah,
to things. Your dean always brings something back from vacations. It's a stick. That's 4 different sticks from his 4 beach vacations.
Oh my gosh!
So he has a small collection of beach sticks. So those vacations not only for us, but now they're for our babies too.
Yeah.
So one day, my husband says we're gonna get in a plane just because of them, just for them.
Uh huh.
And I can see that. I can see that happening. Not ever initiated by either of us.
Yeah.
But because our babies need to see their friends. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
That will happen.
Yes. Exactly. Yep. It has to. Well, I tell you, I loved seeing this last the beach vacation that you guys just had, and Yodine taking up the fossils. Yodina.
Yeah, Yodina. There's also a video circulating on the internet from, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, where Yodine was making sandcastles and some little girl just stepped on it.
Oh.
And the little girl was Yodina. And just destroyed Yodine's castle dreams.
Oh my gosh.
In a minute.
That little girl.
Yeah. I mean, she will mess with her brother, but yeah. You know? No one else messed with him because she's not going to take it.
Oh, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. She's not going to take it.
Yeah. She can mess with him. But
exactly. One thing is for her to be mean to him, and she is, but never, never think you're brave enough to say something to Yudina to be mean to him, because Yudina will step up and you will regret it.
Yes. Yep. Oh, I love that. So she's got a good heart, even though she likes to tease him. And
yeah, I mean, she's just very independent. It's not that she's mean. Yeah. I think it's just that she's independent. She thinks she's an only child sometimes. But what is that? She's very independent. And Yudin's not. At least I don't want him to be, because he's my little baby.
He's your baby. Yeah, he's going to always be the baby. Well, I think people can relate, though, to Yudin, you know, like as having older siblings and how they are. So, yeah, she very much takes on that older sibling role.
Yeah, and then being the girl, and she's a total daddy's girl, too, which doesn't help. Yeah. It's like she's mean. And then my husband will say, well, are you going to say something? And I will answer, well, are you going to say something?
Uh-huh.
No, he's not going to say anything.
Yeah, he lets you. He wants you to.
Yeah, and he doesn't want Yudina to say, daddy's mean. Uh-huh. If Yudina says, mama's being evil, which he does. She does say
Well, here's a question that goes along with that from the Green Puffs. They asked, what is it like being a daddy's girl and fashionista?
Okay, so I will answer for Yudina. It's the best. There is nothing else that compares to being a fashionista, because, you know, all eyes are on you. Because you're a trendsetter, you will not be a follower. You will always be a leader.
Ah.
Yes. And being a daddy's girl, well, that's just a natural. Just look at her. She just looks at her dad and she wants something. She will say, look at my lashes. Not even my eyes. She won't even say, look at my eyes. She says, look at my lashes. Yeah. And then you hear her all the time going, daddy, daddy. That's Yudina all the time.
She just wants the attention.
Yes.
All the time.
Oh, huh? Yeah. But not anyone's attention. Just she daddy. Knows. Yes. It's daddy. Because who's going to get her things? Daddy.
Yeah.
Who's going to say no? Me. Mama's gonna say no all the time.
That's the mama's role, though. I think mamas always have to put their foot down, and daddies are the ones that are like, giving everything to them.
They just say yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They just say yes, and then we mamas deal with the consequences.
Yep, exactly. Let's see. Helen loves Grogu. She asks, or she says, Yudina is a fashion icon. What tips does she have for aspiring fashionistas?
Be yourself. Grow into yourself. Because that's what she did. She grew into herself. We're having an earthquake.
Oh, no. Can you feel it?
God, yes. I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's a minute mark, and I'm still feeling it. It's still shaking. It stopped.
Oh, God.
The alarm came with the movement. It says estimated magnitude 6.0.
Oh, wow.
23 miles away. Shake alert. You'll be ready for an aftershake. It says, yeah. Oh, my God. And it
that's scary. Are you okay? Do you want to... Do you want to go?
No, we can continue. It's not our first earthquake, but it lasted a long time. Oh, okay. No, 5.6, 21 miles from Bakersfield, 909. Okay, I'm just kind of looking into it. But no, yeah. So just remember.
Welcome to California.
Be safe.
I know, it's so scary, though. Even though we have them, it still freaks me out whenever.
Well, it had been a long time since we felt an earthquake, probably pre-pandemic, and it wasn't that bad. It was like a 5.0. No, it was probably the same.
Oh, wow. Something.
But this one lasted a long time. Okay. No, we can get back into it. I'm gonna be ready. Let me just move the lamp.
Yeah, because if there's aftershocks.
There, I just want to make sure that if it moves, it won't land on me.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I always worry that that's a precursor to a bigger one. Hopefully, it's not.
Well, I mean, we're likely to get broken cover. So, it's again. So, it's... Okay. I don't know if that's supposed to be a new one. but just letting me know of the one that just happened. I think it was just letting me know. Okay. Okay. We can continue. You can edit that out.
Yeah. I might leave it in a little bit. That was kind of funny. That's like an interesting interesting thing that happened.
Okay, so yeah, for anyone listening, remember it was August 6th?
Yes.
At 9:09. Yeah. So you can Google it and...
Yes.
Just be reminded.
An earthquake during the interview. Yeah.
But what was the question? I think it was how to be a fashionista.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing to yourself. So at the beginning, Yudina would wear a lot of little things that I would make. And slowly, as she kind of got older and more sophisticated, she went from homemade clothes into designer.
Oh.
So her favorite brand is Disney Forever. That, yes. Yeah. So she loves her Disney-inspired attires. So she would probably say, grow into yourself and find what makes you.
Ah.
Because one of the things that make her are her lashes. And I think her bow, too.
Both.
She's a bow girl. But it's mostly those big eyelashes.
They fit her personality, though, so much.
Yes.
Where do you find her, those outfits for her? Like, where did...
Target.
Oh, really?
Yes. So they have... So whatever fits an 18-inch doll will not fit Yudina. It needs to be tailored, but you do find a lot.
Oh.
She does have a lot of those Disney Forever. Or is it Disney? Yeah, it's Disney Forever doll clothes that are Disney princess inspired. They just get tailored. Mm. If you want something that's cheaper, Walmart, they also have a whole line of clothes for 18-inch dolls.
Oh, cool. So,
you end up mixing and matching. Most of her shoes are from Walmart.
Oh, wow.
$2.99. Just don't tell her.
Yeah. They are the cutest, though. I mean, her outfits are just, like, unmatched. Okay, so here is a question from Griseldi Vasquez.
Can I do a shout-out?
Yes.
Saludos a la República Dominicana. So, hi to the Dominican Republic.
Yes. Oh, is she in the Dominican Republic?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nuestro amor a la República Dominicana.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so here is Griseldi's question.
Yudina, ¿te consideras una fashion lover?
Yes, absolutely. Always keeping up with the tendencies and setting them, which is most important of all. She's setting trends.
Yes. So
again, it's not about being a follower, it's about being a leader in fashion.
Okay, and then she asked another question, so I'll play that one too.
Yudina, cuando estarás en las pasarelas de París, y Yudin, ¿qué es lo que más te gusta hacer?
Okay, so Yudina's aspirations are not to be a supermodel. So I don't think we will see her in any runway. Her aspirations are to move to South Korea to be with her boys.
So no Paris runways.
No. There's no Paris in her future. It's Korea, South Korea. That's the goal. And Yudin loves to eat. He loves to dance. He loves to help around. He's just the sweetest kid. Although now and then, and I will make those pictures public after the podcast, so people know that he does have a wild side. Besides the skateboard, which has gotten him in trouble. I wish we had recorded it, but we were doing a video with him outside of City Hall.
Oh.
And we chose City Hall specifically because of the signs. There was no skating signs. So he was skating on the rails. And all of a sudden, a City Hall worker comes out and just screams, "You cannot skate here." I mean, he was joking, but...
Oh, my God.
No, he said it with a mean voice. And that was the moment when we were in between takes. So, sadly, we did not get any video, but we found it hilarious. I mean, he just stepped out. He saw that the skateboard, he saw he was skating. So, he's like, "You cannot skate here." I mean,
oh my God, that would have been so funny to get on video.
Yeah, I mean, he already has his, he has had his encounters with the police more than once.
And he's such an innocent, well, as far as we know, he's such an innocent boy.
No, he is very innocent, but one day he's just going to be an absolute wreck. I know it. And I will make public those pictures later. There's some pictures that I wish I didn't have, but they're there.
Oh no! Oh my God, now we have to see these.
Yes. So I will publish them.
It shows a different side to the babies that we're not used to seeing. And
yeah, I mean, I tried for my kids to be kids and never do something that's reflective of an older child.
Mm-hmm.
Because in human years, they're about 6 and 5, 7 and 6, somewhere there.
Yeah.
So I try to keep them there.
Yeah.
We never do anything that's alcohol related or drugs related. I mean, they do have their little moments of being rebels.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep it tame.
Yeah. I that's where I find it hard to kind of get that balance also, because like I've made posts where not necessarily showing the babies drinking, but maybe giving the idea that they are drinking or they've had too much to drink. Like I think it was New Year's Eve post or like the day after New Year's Day, the kids had been partying the night before, and so here's the aftermath. And it's always been kind of hard for me because I do feel like they are, well, they're still babies, like, you know, 5, 6 years old. But at the same time, they are, I don't know, some kids are seen as being adults, like getting married and having boyfriends. And, you know, yeah. So I find it really hard to balance that because, you know, they want to be having fun with their friends, but then they're still our babies.
Yeah, but I guess that's up to every parent, because that's the thing too with Yudina. Yudina has had more than one boy being interested in her, and we had to friend zone them. And I feel bad, but we Yudina, it's one thing that she loves her BTS and that she talks about marrying her BTS, yeah. All 8 of them, but that's kind of a girl crush, and we're not ready for a boyfriend.
Exactly.
That's too much. That's too much. And I feel bad, but then I'm like, but that's,
yeah.
We cannot have her. We can have her crush on her BTS, that's fine, but she's not ready for a boyfriend. That's a
big yeah, I agree.
But it's up to every parent. And again, it's personality of the kid. And then again, there's so much to them than the pictures. So even if
yes.
They show that they have a boyfriend or girlfriend or that they might be having a drink, you know that there's more to them. They're not just that little picture, those
mm-hmm.
20 seconds of video, just like every person.
Exactly.
So there's more to them.
Yep, that makes sense. Let's see, let me ask you a question. Well, let me ask you some more questions from Baby Yoda Starfish Yixie. I've got literally like 5 more questions.
Bianca.
From her.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, would you tattoo Yodine and Yodina?
And on that note, that ends part 1 of the interview with Ale, the mama of Yodina and Yodine. Stay tuned for part 2 coming up soon. Thank you, friends. Bye for now. Thank you.